no choice. He signs the cross-license agreement, and then nobody sues anybody. But what does that mean? It means IBM can compete with him after all. The patent didn't, quote, protect, unquote, his business. So that means that the failure scenario proceeds just as it would have. IBM competes with him, takes away all his business fails, and ha-ha, he starves, supposedly. The patent system just doesn't do this job. But you keep seeing the lobbyists for big companies talking about how much the small companies need patents. Meanwhile, the European Organization of Small and Medium Enterprises is against software idea patents because they know that it really, these will only cause trouble. So that's why getting licenses for patents is a good option for IBM. But not even IBM always succeeds. You see, some patents are in the hands of patent parasite companies, companies whose only product is threatening letters followed by lawsuits. All they do is go around to those who really make something and say, I've got a patent, give me your money. Now, although patent lawyers like to say that patents are really great for society, they realize how annoying it is to have your activities restricted by patents. So they have arranged that there are no patents on how to send a threatening letter, and no patents on how to file a lawsuit. And as a result, even IBM can't get a patent it can use to deter these patent parasites. But IBM figures paying them occasionally is just part of the cost of doing business, and everybody else will have to pay them too. So they figure they can live with this. Meanwhile, there are certain software developers for whom getting a patent license is usually impossible. I'm talking about we developers of free software. The reason is that a typical patent license requires a payment per copy. And we developers of free software can't count the copies. So we just have no way to comply. If I had to pay 1 millionth of a euro per copy of my program, perhaps the total amount of money is in my pocket now. But I can't pay it because I don't know how much it is. There's no way I can count the copies so as to calculate how much I owe. And if I imposed restrictions on people so that I could count the copies, then it would not be free software anymore. Because free software means you're free to make more copies and you don't have to tell me. So, software patents are especially dangerous to us developers of free software. Well, that's the option of getting a license to use the patent. The third option is to challenge the patent's validity. Whether you have an argument you can use to prove the patent is invalid depends on facts from many years ago, from before the patent was issued. In fact, mainly from before it was applied for. So effectively, the dice were rolled many years ago. And if they came out favorable to you, and if you can find evidence today to prove that they came out favorable to you, and that's often difficult, then you have an argument you could use with a good chance of success in court. But it costs a lot of money. Qualcomm was a defendant a few years ago in a software patent lawsuit and lost, and had to pay $13 million, of which $8 million went to pay the lawyers on both sides. The result is that even if a patent appears to be on its face invalid because of evidence of prior art, it's still a very dangerous weapon when it's used to bully people who don't have money. know, bullies tend to pick on the weak. The bully with that patent probably wouldn't attack someone who has enough money to fight back. But he could wipe out businesses or wipe out development activities by those who don't have the money to fight back. And Microsoft has said it's going to try to use software patents to wipe out its main competition, which is free software and the GNU/Linux system. An article I saw recently says that Microsoft is getting 2 patents per week and has about 1,000 patents now. So even if, amazingly, all of those patents were actually invalid, the sheer number of them would make it hopeless if they are ever ready to actually launch them all against us. So those are the 3 options that may or may not work. If you develop a program, what's going to happen is, from time to time, someone will send you a threatening letter, and then you have to see which of these 3 options you can use. But each of them is controlled by independent factors. So sometimes none of them will work. And when that happens, your project is dead. So developing a software package in a country that allows software idea patents becomes like crossing a minefield. With each design decision, chances are nothing is going to happen. But there's a certain chance each time that you will step on a patent that will explode and destroy your project. Unlike landmines, it won't explode and destroy your project immediately, but maybe a few years later.